Hello there, from anywhere in the world you might be listening. This is your girl, Stacy Swift, and I'm coming to you with this podcast talking about things to do in summer 2019 in Chicago, Illinois. So hereby I run a list for you guys with rooftop, terrace, and brunch spot. So you have Public House in River North. It's good for brunch. They do have outside seating. You have Parlor, which is outside seating, which is also good on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You have the XS Spy Bar in South Loop. It has a rooftop. You have Jay Parker in Lincoln Park. It's a rooftop. You have the Godfrey Hotel in River North. It's an amazing high-class rooftop. You have Joy District. They have a terrace in River North. It is amazing on Sunday. I actually went this past Sunday. It was a good time. You have the Cindy's Rooftop in a West Loop. You have London House, which is amazing, where you can see like Chicago, a lot of the high-rise building. You can see the Trump Towers. And it's a rooftop. And you have Somerset in Gold Coast. It's outside seating. They do have brunch. You have Ray's in Loop. It's a rooftop. And you have Roby if you want to do Wicker Park. Plus, you have the Virgin Hotel, which is a rooftop. They have a big sky lounge. And for festival side, if you want to do like festival, you could do like the Division Festival. It is massive. It is amazing. It's a must go if you ever visit Chicago. And you have the Pitchfork Music Festival, which is in like July in Union Park. And you have Lollapalooza, which is crazy, which is in August. It's like a three or four days event. I've never been to one. But I'm always like downtown or outside when it's happening, and it's like massive, crazy. You could go to the art museum on a Thursday in the summertime when it's beautiful outside. It's free for Chicago residents. You can do the Taste of Chicago. I've been to that a couple of times. It's amazing food. It is massive, and it's a lot of people. It's a must go. You can even do, they have the Wine Riot Fest too, which is a good one if you're a wine lover. You have the German Festival in May in Lincoln Square, if you're more like a small neighborhood, chill vibes. And then you have, you could do Millennium Park. They do have a jazz festival in August too in Chicago. And the Riot Fest in Douglas Park, that's in like September 15th. You have the West Dunk Festival that you can go to in the summertime. You have Apology. It's a rooftop bar in the West Loop, between West Loop and River North. And if you ever visit Chicago, because if you're a native Chicago, you probably know this. You visit Portillo's, it's downtown, in front of the Rock and Roll Museum, right across the street from the Hard Rock Cafe. I'm trying to remember the name because it's like big in Vegas. I stayed there once when I went to Vegas. It's amazing. They have like this gigantic room and has like a pole coming down from the top. Is amazing. Me and some girlfriend went last summer. And what else there to do in Chicago in the summertime? You could do Millennium Park, you can do the Bean, you can do Wildberry Brunch. It's a plus. It's a must. Wildberry Brunch. But you gotta be really early because it's always packed. You can do Locale in Wicker Park on a Sunday brunch. It's open seat, but you can do reservation online. It's a good time. At Locale, they have one in Wicker Park. And I think they have one in Lincoln Park 2. I think they have one in Lincoln Park 2. And you can do, let's see. And if you like more of dancing, fun, unlimited mimosa brunch, you could do Fremont, which is a little bit on the expensive side. It's like $60, but you get unlimited mimosa. And it's like a DJ and it's a good time. But yeah, that one is a little bit pricey. And let's see. You have a lot of festivals coming up. I really love festivals. So I will definitely record in my podcast in some of the festivals that I will be attending. And, you know, this is my first podcast. So let's see. I'm just giving it a try because one of my friends, she sent it to me last night. So I was like, oh, this is amazing. I start to Google. I start to look in YouTube. And I was like, oh, Anchor is free, giving me opportunity to get out there and talk to the people. And it does distribute my podcast and like Spotify, Apple, Google Play without me even have to do it. So that is so good because I am that good at this. So even if you're not good at technology or not good at doing this, this is pretty simple. So it's pretty self-explanatory. So if you want to start a podcast, go for it. And Portillo's. I've never been to Portillo's. It's a Chicago thing. It's a native thing. If you ever visit Chicago or if you've never been to Portillo's, it's a must go to summer. It's a must go to summer for me because I've never been to one yet. And I keep hearing on the radio or an ad or keep driving past the one downtown Chicago on Grand. And I was like, okay, I got to go to Portillo's. So, yeah. I keep hearing like, if you guys listen to B96, Nina on the Air and Gabe, they have like their avocado make everything taste better. I love that show in the morning. I love that show. Every morning I listen to Wake Up Wars. It motivate me to get up and go to work and like, yes. Yes, sis. I love that show. So, yeah. So, they had somebody over and they had like their Portillo's and avocado. Gabe was like, no, it doesn't make the hot dog taste better. But Nina was like, yes, it does. So I really want to go and try Portillo's. So that's on my bucket list for this summer and do a couple of traveling. Like I'm going to Puerto Rico next month. So I will definitely come with a podcast from Puerto Rico. I am ecstatic for that trip. And what else? I think I'm going to go to Vegas again for summer and San Diego. And yeah, that's about it. My planned trip that I have. But otherwise than that, I will enjoy the 3-4 months I have in Chicago. Enjoy this 3-4 months I have in Chicago of nice weather. I'm like over, totally over, which I know all my Chicago gangs are over this winter and this terrible weather and all that going on. I know we are over it. So yeah, let's check out all the trendy things, you know, for the summer 2019 in Chicago. And if you never explore and you work a lot, I do pretty advise you to like explore more. Don't work yourself, you know, too much. Explore all the great things in life. Life is short. Today we're here, tomorrow we could get in an accident or, you know, something can happen to us. Explore more, go out more, make friends. Do the things that you would never do, you know? That can make life really good. Do the things that you would never do. They have a Latin Film Festival too in Chicago, March 28th. And then we could go, you have White Sox game, you have the Cubs game. I've been to the Cubs game last month for the first time. And I've been to the Chicago Fire game for the first time too last month. I did really enjoy that. And one other place on my list of outside place to go is Somerset Cafe, I think. Did I said it? I'm not sure. It's in Lincoln Park, Somerset Cafe. And then you have, like, if you have kids, you have the Kids and Kites Festival in May. And if you're a beer lover, you have the Chicago Beer Classic, May 4th. And you have the Illinois Craft Beer Week. Then the Navy Pier, Navy Pier is a must. The Navy Pier is amazing. They have fireworks. And if you're looking on the cheaper side for things to do, use Groupon, people. I'm telling you, I love Groupon. I love Groupon so much. Like downtown Chicago on a Tuesday night when I get out of work, I would go on a dinner and fireworks cruise, like $12, $15 in Groupon. I'm suggest all you guys that work like minimum wage, or if you're on a budget, and if you work on a minimum wage and you're just living from hand to mouth and you're not experienced a lot, you're feeling miserable, I do advise you guys, utilize Groupon and enjoy your time. Life is too short. Don't work yourself hard. Work smart and utilize Groupon. Groupon have a lot of activities for $10, $12, $5 around Chicago. Like I went on the architecture tour for two. It was between $50 or $40, which is an hour down Lake Michigan. And they show you all the architecture, the Chicago Tribune. You see the Trump Hotel. You see the Wrigley. You see the Wrigley Building. It's amazing. You should utilize it. And what else? They're going to have Pride Fest June 22nd. I'm excited for that. And if you're like into like Pride stuff, Chicago have a great Boys Town. On Sunday, I usually go there to have Fun Day Sunday. I go to Roscoe's. You get a free burger. They have like cheap $3 beer. And then I go to Hydrant, where they have like the male stripper on top of the bar, and you get beer for $2-$3 too. So it's a good time. So, you know, and if you're into photographing, Chicago in the summertime have nice street graffiti, like especially in Wicker Park, you have like graffiti and you could do like Chicago street photos. If you're into photograph, that is an amazing thing to do too. And let's see. And yeah, and if you're on a budget, you could do the museum. It's free, like I stated earlier. You could do the Nature Museum. You could do Lincoln Park Zoo, which is for free. And you can do, I'm thinking, what else can we do for free? They have a lot of free stuff. You could even walk the 606 Trail just to be outside, get some fresh air. It's in Wicker Park. You could even have a bike ride in Montrose Beach. Either you own a bike or you could rent the Divvy bike. Those are like on a budget. And my favorite thing to do in the summertime is actually go to Oak Street Beach or North Avenue Beach. But I more like North Avenue Beach because I like the crowd and I like the rooftop. And you go, they have a DJ. And if I want more chill and read my book, I would go to Montrose Beach because it's more on the chill side, or Foster Beach. And then if you go down to like Rogers Park, they have this beach. It's right next to Loyola. It's like right next to Loyola. I don't think it's the one after Foster Beach, but it's amazing. It's a hidden gem. They have a nice little cafe restaurant right there and like a walkway bridge. It is gorgeous. So yeah, guys, I will come back to you guys with more things to do, more tricks, travel ideas, school, how to even become a nanny, because that does pay good. What job you like, or, you know, we utilize other stuff that fits your need. And I hope I can help somebody change your life or change your needs or change something around. But ciao. Have a good day. Talk to you guys soon.